This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, if you're a regular listener to Cross Hope, you know we've been sharing special messages each day this week on Christmas week 2013. Just some of my favorite stories or favorite thoughts I've shared on the radio over the last 30 years. Today, a thought by Dr. Henry Blackaby about the end of the year. I think it speaks to the end of your year in 2013 as you look forward to 2014. God bless you as you listen. Henry Blackaby wrote the book Experiencing God. Some of you saw the video series, you've got the book. And Henry Blackaby says the end of the year serves a twofold spiritual purpose. I've never heard anyone say this before, but everybody in the first two services said that spoke to me today. Here's what Blackaby says. The end of the year, November and December, has a corrective capacity, a corrective component. That God wants to correct something in your life. There's something going on in your life, an attitude towards somebody that you work with, an attitude towards somebody in your family. And the Lord says, no, I'm going to correct that at the end of the year. As you come up to the new year, we're going to correct that this year. Then he says it's not only a corrective component, but there is a preparatory component where God uses the end of the year to prepare you for something that you're going to be doing, saying, or thinking. I think he's right. Every person in this room can think of something the Lord needs to correct at the end of this year before the 31st. And everybody in this room can think of something the Lord perhaps is preparing you for, and he's using the end of the year for corrective and preparatory purposes in your life. We're going to read an interesting passage that I've never preached from before in my life. It's where Moses, God's man, is giving a message to the people of Israel. They're on the east side of the Jordan River in Israel, and they're about ready to cross over into the promised land. They've been wandering for 40 years, and they're getting ready to cross over into the promised land, and he gives them a word. And I want you to notice how simplistic it is. It's not involved. It's not deep. In fact, even Moses said, this isn't rocket science, so to speak. He said, this is simple. I want you to follow along as I read from Deuteronomy 30, in the Old Testament, beginning at verse 11. Moses says this, now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It's not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. This is interesting. It's in your mouth. And it's in your heart so that you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you, I'm not suggesting this. He says, I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees and laws. Then you will live and increase. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But listen to the warning of verse 17. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you're drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life. Get that? He didn't say the Lord will show you life. The Lord is your life. Well, next week on Cross Hope, the most requested message I've ever given on the radio in over 30 years. What's it about? Anger from the book of James on the Family Talk Channel next week on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.